With only a week to go to the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference, scientists are urging world governments to stick to the proposal of a 40% cut in emissions by the year 2020, amid fears the U.S. and China will broker for a reduction to 20%. Father Sean McDonough, the Columban missionary and environmentalist, says China is grasping the dangers of climate change because the effects are now threatening the nation's future.
China is now the gross number one polluter, is up to 26%, but of course per capita, it's only one-fifth of a per capita in the United States and less in Europe. But they are also well aware that they are extremely vulnerable and becoming more well aware, because the number one vulnerability in climate change after severe weather, which we've seen in the Philippines, is glacier melt. And the biggest glaciers, apart from Greenland and Antarctic, are on the Himalayas. All the rivers of Asia come out of that, including the Yangtze. So if it melts by 80% by 2030, China is in real problem. The Yangtze provides water for 300 million people. The Yellow River provides much the same, and it comes off the Tibet Plateau. So they're aware, and they want to do things. So I'd have more hope now with China and China and the United States, particularly with the Obama administration on, that there would be some agreement. I'm hoping they don't pare it back to 20%. That's all I'm basically saying.